Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now it's summertime almost and school holidays are coming up. Warmer weather is on the way. You might have stocked up on sunscreen, buckets and spades and picnic blankets, but have you invested in a fly swatter? Perhaps you're concerned with the rise in temperatures, you'll be dealing with clouds of fruit flies invading your home and feasting en masse on your fruit bowl. And how can we stop them? Well, I'm joined on the line by Aina Ní Lána, wildlife expert and author of Wonders of the Wild. Good morning, Aina.
Good morning, Claire. How are you doing?
I'm good, but they're a curse, aren't they, the fruit flies?
Well, they are. They're an example of the way we live now, that this is why we have them. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we didn't have fruit flies because we lived differently. But we live differently now, and the fruit flies are a fallout from that, essentially, really, to be truthful.
So what are we doing differently now that we have all of these little fellas around the place?
Well, we have more food for the fruit flies in our houses now. What they are, fruit flies, vinegar flies, they actually feed on the yeasts and the fungi that cause the fermentation of overripe fruit, vegetables and organic matter. So that's what they're actually feeding on. But they lay their eggs on fruit, because the actual soft part of the fruit is the food for the little larvae before they hatch out into being fruit flies. And of course, for a start, we have more bowls of fruit sitting on the table with lovely fruit sitting there, bananas and apples and oranges and strawberries and all of these things, which weren't around years ago. And the second thing, and what really is probably causing it, is the fact that we have compost bins, because we peel our stuff and we put it in the compost bin. Maybe we have a small container or a canister or something like that in the kitchen, and then when that gets filled up, then you put it outside. And it's those peels and decomposing bits of fruit is what they actually love, and they're the ones, that's where they're going, because you know yourself, when you open the lid of them, a cloud of them come out on top of you.
Yeah.
And you go out to the real compost bin in the garden, and Lord save us and bless us, you need a mosquito net on your head to open that, because they'll all come out as well. Now, they don't do us any harm, they're not mosquitoes, they don't bite us, they don't carry disease, none of that sort of thing. They're just, it's just their physical presence, I think, that annoys people, to tell you the truth.
I know. Well, it's just when you open the, like, we have a drawer for the fruit and you open it and they come out and you just think, how much of this is ruined now? But I suppose if it's bananas, you can peel them, as long as they haven't gone through.
They love bananas in particular. But why are you keeping your fruit in a drawer? For God's
sake,
the
way we do it. It's for eating. No, we don't keep it out on the worktop, because you'd be killed with fruit flies, you know, in that case. What are you supposed to do?
You must cover it. I mean, this is the whole point. But you can keep stuff in the fridge. But I mean, sometimes, like, you don't want to be eating things that are freezing cold out of the fridge.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you get a big glass bowl and turn it upside down over your fruit, that'll keep them out.
Yeah.
Or those things, I don't know what they're called, but they're like First Communion nets. They're like a little umbrella. You can buy those and put them over it.
Yes, like
and
a cloche
grand as
that
well.
Goes over the top.
Yeah, like a cloche, those kind of things.
Is there anything we can do, Aina, to stop them coming in the first place?
Well, you see, they come in on you when you go and buy the fruit in the first place. Now, one of the things you should do, perhaps, is wash the fruit. I mean, and I do mean washing the banana skins and washing the oranges and washing the apples and things. And that will stop anything that's been put on them before you get it at all coming in. You wouldn't see them. I mean, they're tiny. They're 2 millimetres as adults. So you can imagine eggs and things are even smaller than that. So by washing whatever you get, I mean, it looks like good bad old days of COVID that you're washing the bananas. But it's not like that. It's just to get rid of anything that might be actually on it in the first place, and dry them and put them on your bowl and cover them with something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, putting them in the drawer is no good, because they're bare and baldy inside in the drawer, and the things can get in and out of the drawer. I mean, that's no good.
I'm,
you want to cover
them,
put them in the drawer.
I'll get a cover for them, and I'll take your advice, because we were looking online and some people talk about using sort of vinegar traps and apple cider vinegar and all this kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, that's just giving them an extra source of food. I don't know about you, but when you drink a glass of wine and you're even sitting there, you might leave the table to go up to do something, when you come back, there's one inside in your glass of wine. I mean, they're very fond of alcohol or vinegar. I mean, cider vinegar has the same yeast in it as your glass of wine will have. It, putting out wine traps might be a bit much, but I mean, a saucer full of cider vinegar, they'll all go over there instead rather than going on yours. But I mean, you're probably only feeding them and encouraging even more to be there. But if you must have them. I better have them on the side of vinegar saucer than on your fruit. That's the thing, really, isn't it?
This people are getting in touch, as you'd expect, on this, because this is really annoying, I know, in people's kitchens. Fiona says, I've loads of house flies this summer, not fruit flies. And she wants to know, are the house flies looking to get into the compost as well?
Well, does she mean little tiny house flies, or does she mean blue bottles?
I think she means house flies, like not blue bottles, not the big guys.
Not blue bottles, not the big guys, yeah. Yeah, well, some of them are vegetable eaters as well, and they'll be looking to get in to land on this stuff to lay their eggs for them. So they would feed on fruit and decaying things. But you can see, even stuff like when you wash the porridge down the sink or something like that, I mean, the remains of organic material, doesn't even have to be fruit, will be a source of where they can lay eggs on, and the decomposing stuff in the brown bin and in the canister are all food for the ants. So we actually have the food for them in our houses, mm-hmm. and this is the problem. And it's the same for the flies then too. I mean, having screens on your window to stop them coming in is probably one thing, but you open the door and come in and go out, so that really doesn't work in that sense, and they're not actually going to do us any harm. You need to encourage their enemies. I mean, their enemies are things like spiders and wasps, and nobody is a good one to say about either of them. But in actual fact, spiders and wasps eat fruit flies. Right. Wasps are carnivores. They go around gobbling up all of these things and feeding them to their babies. And I mean, there's people who think wasps were designed by God to sting us to death, and that's all they do, and they're no good. Whereas, I mean, they don't do anything like that until September, whereas there's loads of wasps around at the moment in their garden feeding their young with flies of all sorts, and fruit flies will be grist to their mill. So you should be encouraging the wasps, and ditto with the spiders.
Yeah.
People are screaming about those as well, saying they hate them. But I mean, they're the enemies.
All right, get a few spiders in the house to deal with the fruit flies.
Frogs are good too.
I'm not having a frog. I draw the line there.
Oh, well, they could be outside. I think I'd have those outside.
You'd be more bothered by having blue bottles in the kitchen, though, than the fruit flies, right?
Well, blue bottles are dangerous because blue bottles are meat eaters, mm-hmm. and they have their taste buds on their feet. So they're walking around tasting things, and they could be walking on, I don't like to mention what they could be walking on outside, and then they come in and start walking on your hamburger or walking on your surfaces, tasting to see what they might like to eat. And those feet are covered in germs, and you can get nasty and enter gastro diseases, well,
right.
not diseases, horrible, but upset
things.
Stomachs from eating those. So you should really whack those with your fly swatter. They make noise, and they attract your attention at any rate. You know when there's a big blue bottle in the house, you can't miss it.
Aina, thank you very much. Always lovely to talk to you. Aina Nilauna, wildlife expert and author of Wonders of the Wild. And thanks to our listeners for all of the tips. We'll get to some of those a little bit later on, including the one where we're advised to keep a pot of basil in the kitchen to keep the flies out. I wonder, does that work?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.